I'm Tommy Gimler. Something other than not being white is keeping players off the NHL ice, and you'll never guess what it is.
Hi, I'm Andy Ostroff, and this week I will be filing a formal protest over last week's Fact or Fudge in a section I like to call Don't Fact or Fuck With Me. Also, in other news that people don't give a shit about, Mickey Rourke allegedly gave his opponent $15,000 to take a dive in Russia in that boxing match that you didn't watch.
I'm fantasy dork, Barry Murphy. Dork, like it's a question mark. Week 15 of the 2014 fantasy football playoffs will go down as one of the worst weeks of all time. We'll break down why thousands of nerds won't be winning a fake championship this year.
No T'Shawn Phillips today. Oh. Give us your best T'Shawn impersonation.
The Vulcan Bull.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys. 1 week hiatus for me. It's great to be back. I missed you Tuesday night.
Welcome back.
In the meantime, I feel like I'm a smarter person. Not because I went a week without talking to you guys, but I got to speak with Victor Cruz. I got to talk with Steve Young. Guess out of all of the 90s Niners, who he said he did not want to sit next to on a plane.
Terrell Owens.
That's a good guess. Incorrect, though.
Oh, what's his name?
The oh, running, yeah.
Ricky... What's that guy's name?
The crazy racist linebacker, Romanowski.
No, it wasn't Romanowski. You're on
Roddy Lott.
Charles Haley. Finger.
Oh, yeah?
Charles Haley.
He has too much cocaine.
Two years ago.
Biting his toenails and stuff.
Wait, wasn't he the one who got arrested for driving a bus of marijuana or something?
I think it was Nate Newton on the Cowboys.
Jeez, all those defensive linemen look alike.
But when I asked Dwight Clark and Joe Montana 2 years ago, who would you not want to sit next to on a plane? They both said Charles Haley, and I was like, why? And he's like, he's crazy. He's crazy. So I asked Steve Young. I was like, who do you not want to sit next to on a flight? He's like, Charles Haley. I'm like, why? Exact answer, he's crazy.
How far down the list was that question of yours? Did you have other questions?
Oh, yeah, all the way up. That was the fun one before we got into a Q&A. But I asked him, told him I was a Packers fan. The whole crowd booed. I was like, hey, settle down. I'm from Wisconsin. It's all we've got. And that kind of – I talked to him about
the
catch to
Bucks,
Terrell Owens, minus Jabari Parker now.
Oh no! What happened?
Fantasy bust. Fantasy dork Murph.
What happened to Jabari Parker? He's
just tore his ACL. Oh, he wasn't going anywhere. He's playing for the Bucks.
Yeah, but he's got Jason Kidd.
Gentlemen, speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, what a mess they are! It's a perfect segue into our first segment of the show. It's the hot mess.
The hot mess.
The hot mess.
Crazy gentlemen, it's just like, an episode of Typhoid breaking out in the porn industry. 20 NHL players either have the mumps or are suspected of having it. And I think now, since I've written the syllabus, it's now up to 22.
Including Sidney Crosby, the MVP.
That's correct. And I think that's probably the only reason why it is now an epidemic. Because once your best player gets it, it's like, hey, did you see the pictures of him, too?
No, I haven't seen
it. It literally looked like he took a whole bag of chong, shoved it into the right side of his face.
It looks like a fat face app.
Okay, we're going to need that iPad. Can you get that iPad for us?
But don't make any noise.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to let broads into the studio. But can you get us that iPad for Ostroff over here?
Oh, man. Yeah, Sidney Crosby, they got the mumps. I mean, I've never gotten the mumps because I got a mumps vaccine. I think it's multiple shots. The MMR vaccine, was it measles, mumps, rubella?
Kate, why don't you tell us what all comes in the microphone over here. Why don't you tell us what all comes in that vaccine that all the kids were getting before Jenny McCarthy opened her mouth? What all goes into the MMR vaccine?
Measles, mumps, and rubella.
What is rubella? That actually sounds like something I want.
Ooh, sounds like a bad Disney lady.
You don't even know what rubella is?
Yeah, because there's a
Well,
vaccine.
No one's supposed to get mumps either because we get the same shot.
Ah, thank you.
If he was able to get the mumps, what else do you think his parents forgot?
Dude, I bet he's got smallpox. Yeah. There hasn't been smallpox in 70 years. They're actually gonna destroy that vaccine because they're like, we don't need this.
Well, what's crazy about it is that apparently all of the
I just want to give a shout out to science right now. Let's give a shout out to science and
mad
scientists.
Props, yo.
Yeah, mad props, man. You give me a fucking infested blanket of smallpox, I'm not going to get that shit. Science.
Thanks to science.
Yeah. Write that internet code down. I forget it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A week without it.
Of course. So the craziest part is that they said before all of these NHL players went over to Sochi for the Olympics, they all got, even if they had already had the vaccine, they all got, you know, revaccinated before they went over there, which should tell you something about Russia, right? I mean, how many times do you hear about players going over to other countries
Maybe
for whatever
events? Maybe there's a dead dog version of mumps that these guys weren't exposed to.
But they had, well, they had said that Crosby, and I don't know how you say, how you, you know, determine this.
You know why? He's Canadian. Like, they got that socialized medicine over there, those fucking communists.
Fucking government, man. So that's what it is. It's the government. Just bad shots in Canada.
Are all,
bad
how many
shots.
Of these guys are actually American, huh? Are they all Canadian with that socialized shit?
I don't know. Let's check this out. There's a list of players here.
Does it say what country they're all from? Or are we going to have to Google that too?
No. Here we go. Here we go. Get ready. Let's see. A list of NHL players diagnosed with the mumps. Today, Bo Bennett has been diagnosed with the mumps. He's on the Penguins as well. Chicago Blackhawks defenseman Duncan Keith. Wasn't he a singer-songwriter?
Duncan Sheik, man.
So, wait,
I am barely
wait.
Breathing.
So how
can find you there?
How are they?
Don't know who I'm kidding.
How are they catching the mumps there. Here?
How are they what?
So they had contact with Sidney Crosby?
Well, all right, so not only did they have he might have gotten it from Sidney Crosby, but somewhere along the way, I think they think that these people got it from
God
Sochi.
Damn it, don't these guys have their whole own water bottles? That was it lying dormant since Sochi?
Someone had it and now is passing it on. And did
Were
you
all
see
they bring 20 back guys a monkey? Like, did they bring back a
that I, that I don't
an
know.
Outbreak monkey from Sochi?
The NHL's environment
movie,
is prime
you know
for an outbreak.
What's crazy about the outbreak is every time we watch it, I'm like, oh, God, we're all going to. Like, I already know the ending,
scary,
but I
man.
Forget
it's
the
scary.
Ending.
Scary. Viruses are scary shit, man.
I never looked at, like, Donald Sutherland like he could play a badass, so.
He's great.
Not after seeing, what was it, Animal House?
He's never been a good guy.
I saw his ass in Animal House, and then I saw him in Outbreak, and I'm like, yeah, I can't.
Oh, he's a great bad guy.
Oh, man. He was so sensitive in Ordinary People.
Yeah.
Anaheim Ducks right winger Corey Perry.
Yeah, he's a Olympian.
Yeah, he was my number one.
He's
number
the
one
only
pick.
Guys that went
Anaheim
to
Ducks defenseman Francois Buchemin.
Not familiar with
Not
him.
From America. He can't be. Maybe he's from Alaska, but Anaheim Ducks defenseman Clayton Stoner. That's a great name.
Clayton? Yeah, it's good.
Another Anaheim Ducks left winger Emerson Etem. God, the Ducks must suck shit
God
right
damn
now. I'm not
it, I'm
following
trying to
hockey.
Look up Bo Bennett on Wikipedia, and they asked for money again. We're talking
That's
about
garbage.
This last week.
Minnesota Wild defenseman Ryan Sutter. Minnesota Wild defenseman Keith Ballard. Minnesota Wild defenseman Marco Scandella. Another Minnesota Wild defenseman Jonas Brodin.
Hmm.
Minnesota Wild, all the defensemen. So, what, are they passing like the fucking Irish Spring around
I
in
think
the shower?
They share a water bottle, man. Fucking idiots.
Oh, it's crazy. My good buddy Tommy back home coaches football. Earlier this year, they had a breakout of hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I had that in high school, man. It was the shit. No, it was terrible.
No, you get it from shit.
No, it's the Coxsackie virus, man. That's actually what it's called. Coxsackie virus. You get it,
I don't
right?
believe you.
Ask the nurse.
Why do they call it that?
Coxsackie virus. Foot and mouth disease. Come on.
You're making almost six figures over there.
Did you graduate from
and
nurse
school?
You
can't tell me what rubella is? What, at the University of Phoenix, they don't tell you what rubella
you
is?
You
Garbage.
Get it. I don't know how I got it. I just got hoof and mouth disease because one day I just felt – I had a really good football game. The next day I felt like such dog shit, and I had a huge canker sore in my mouth, like these weird like things on my hands.
Is it like pus and green? Like
not like that gross, but it was just like it was just
like Ninja Turtle thing. Green.
No, it like, was just like
it was actual
so
poop.
Yeah,
poop.
And then there, I was a sophomore in high school, and she's like, "Yeah, you got foot and mouth disease," and I was like, "What the hell is that?"
So it's crazy
like, oh,
because
it,
you
it
get
affects
it?
Livestock, and I was like, "What?"
So is it like it, how do you get that? I mean, it if it has to do with shit, Kate. If you get hand, foot, and mouth disease, it comes from either what.
You can just call it hoof and mouth.
From exposure to fecal matter, right?
I'm pretty sure Jack.
So that just means that these guys, like, do you wash your hands after you use my bathroom? Do you wash your hands?
In the toilet.
Yeah, of course. Well, maybe that's how you got it then. That's
yeah.
But, you know, I honestly think that these guys are probably all taking shits or whatnot and then not washing their hands.
Yeah.
And then they're out on the field and they're up in the face, up on the shoulder pads.
I mean, it could have been anything. I mean, there's goose shit all over the field, so maybe I got it from a goose. Who knows? Anyways, I looked up Bo Bennett finally, and born November 27th, that's one day after me, but 1991.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, He's from California. He actually, this is a fun fact of Bo Bennett, other than having the mumps, I think his most embarrassing thing is that he started out playing inline hockey and made a transition to playing ice hockey full-time when he was 15.
That sounds like being like a scab baseball player.
Yeah.
I bet you he's frowned upon.
However, the Mighty Ducks.
Well, now that he has the mumps,
the Mighty
he's probably
Ducks
really...
in the movie found one of those kids playing inline hockey in California.
And did they hate him at
Wasn't
first?
Wasn't it like Keenan? Wasn't Keenan Thompson the kid?
No, he's black, dude. Hockey's
yeah, yeah,
a white
they,
game.
They had a couple black guys on the
Mighty
Ducks.
Did
you
Ducks?
See the movie?
I did
this
not.
Has to make our bracket. Shit was good.
I just saw The Godfather for
this
the first
was,
time like a month ago, man.
This was, I think, Mighty Ducks 2. Yeah, they found him. He did the knuckle puck. He would flip it up on its side and shoot it, and it would like just float around in the air and go by the goalie.
The knuckle puck. That sounds like an Urban Dictionary entry in the waiting.
God damn
I gave
it.
Her the knuckle puck.
I keep forgetting to enter the flying tomato, and I keep
yeah, you
got to
get that in before next week.
And then I just keep looking at porn and just
you have to get it in before the holidays. We'll talk about it once before next week. We're going to do the movies, the breakdown of the movies over the next 2 weeks, the top 32 sports movies of all time. So we'll give you a plug for the Flying Tomato. Tell them where to go, but you have to put it up.
The Flying Tomato.
And then that gives them 2 weeks before we're back.
The Captain Glamorous.
All right, guys, moving on.
Moving on.
Next topic here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
The guy who Mickey Rourke allegedly knocked out in a rushing boxing match that nobody saw admitted that he threw the fight. The dude says that Rourke's camp has yet to fork over the money. Let's speculate why Rourke would do something like this.
He's a weird egomaniac. I don't know.
It's Does he so work strange. For the CIA? Is that why he was over in Russia in the first place?
Yeah.
The
what a cover.
See, to me, it kind of makes perfect sense. Like, he's loaded. He wants to come off as a badass. He still wants to play badass movie characters.
Yeah, but he doesn't need to do
so
this.
So why
he's
not already... give some Russian guy like $120 to take a dive?
He wasn't Russian, though. He's
yeah,
a black
American
dude. He's back
guy.
In the States. Yeah, apparently it's like Elliot Seymour.
15 grand.
Anybody,
right?
Though. You know?
Right.
I don't think it's that crazy. Not that everybody should do it.
Well, the dude said that it wasn't Mickey Rourke that... gave him the money. It was Mickey Rourke's camp that
so
Mickey Rourke didn't know.
Even better.
Yeah.
So you boost up your guy, you know?
Yep.
Mickey Rourke did get pretty ripped, and he did kind of miss on the punch, but whatever. I mean, I saw that clip. It was just a joke. I don't even know why anyone even covered it. Like,
it's like kind of like...
kind of like Kim Kardashian going out shopping. It's like, who gives a shit?
It's kind of like John Voight sticking the needle in Lance Harbor's knee in Varsity Blues. He's doing it for him.
Is that going to be on our list?
He wants him to win. Oh, yeah.
Varsity Blues?
Yeah.
Bet your ass.
Oopty fucking oop.
Yeah,
you bet your ass that movie is going to be
good,
on there.
Good, good. It better be. What about the
Your
Friday
daddy
Night
was
Lights
a
movie?
No-talent pussy, but he listened. That should have won an Oscar.
It should have. You know what? Actually, Varsity Blues, that was loosely based on the book Friday Night Lights, or it was based on the book Friday Night Lights. That's where they got the inspiration, apparently, and that led me to read the book Friday Night Lights when I was in high school, which was
Is this before or after
book.
You got hand, foot, and mouth disease? Because that was not in either Varsity Blues, or was it in an episode of Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights was a movie, too, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, that's right.
As the coach.
I feel like
the
that's
Permian
something
Panthers.
That they should have touched on. That would have been a good episode. That the whole team gets hand, foot, and mouth disease, but still comes together.
Well, kids on my team used to get staph infections, and that's just because they wouldn't wash their practice pants. That shit was gross.
So do you think that
there's...
I never
got one of those.
Staph infection?
Yeah, I just got...
Tommy's
got
school had that,
disease.
Too, a couple of years ago.
Oh,
it made USA Today.
Yeah, it's gross, man. It's
well, there's that dude who... was it Carl Nix on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. the offensive lineman, who basically had to come to a settlement with the team because he never fully recovered from it.
Jeez.
All for what? Working out on a dirty bench?
Yeah.
Man.
Those things are dangerous, man.
Speaking of a place where you'd probably get a staph infection, Russia. So do you think after like the news comes out, that you have to think
do you
that
think
you were
able...
he's
going to have the mumps after going there?
Probably. That doesn't sound like Mickey Rourke would get a mumps
shot.
The
Olympics were a year ago. How are the mumps? How do they lie dormant?
No, it wasn't a year ago. It was like
February.
9 months.
It's like February.
Oh, 9 months. Okay.
Maybe 10.
Yeah. It was 11 months.
We're all about facts here. We're all about facts or fudge here. All right? This is the fact portion of the show. So do you think that you could bet on this fight in Russia? And right now, is there some like
You can
fucking...
bet on anything in Russia. Anything.
Well, I will bet he does not make it to work this morning.
No, it's not.
How was that? Was that okay for a Russian
you
accent?
Can, yeah, but I mean, I'm saying you can bet on like a fight way cooler than this where like one guy lives and one guy doesn't.
Ooh. Like
it's
human
like cockfighting.
Yeah, I was gonna say human being cockfights.
Dudes,
in Russia.
Yeah,
that would be outstanding. Do you know this for a fact that they do this? Or is it just like they have to, man? It's Russia.
They have to, man. They have like Ice-T surviving the game shit out there where like rich dudes hunt a man. You know? They got to, man. It's a lawless place where you just take over the Crimean Peninsula and not get in trouble.
Speaking of fucked up human beings, let's talk about Bernie Kosar. Final topic here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Bernie Kosar ripped the Browns front office Monday after Johnny Football laid a turd in his first start, 30-0. Did you see any highlights of this?
Lowlights, yes.
I thought they got like 5 first downs, 2 were by penalty. So they, yeah.
Well,
like
he also had a drop. He had a couple bad things happening.
He had a lot of bad things. And it was, first of all, Kosar's right. It was such a stupid decision. Like, they have a quarterback who's actually done stuff. They put this unproven guy in the middle of a playoff race. Like, they're still alive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see if they were, you know, 4-whatever, but they're not. They're 500 team. They can still get in their division, and it's just like.
Who's the third string on our team? What a fuck you that would have been to both of them. It'd been like, neither of you are playing.
Yeah.
We're going with. Tom Savage.
Ben Savage from Boy Meets World.
All right, so Bernie Kosar, basically, here's what he said about the Browns front office.
Did he want to throw up?
Did he slur
his speech when he said it? Because he got fired from their broadcasting booth.
Well, like, I said today.
Slurred speech, and he was like, dude, that's from all the concussions I got playing for you assholes.
Well, we said we didn't know if it was because of the concussions or all the silos of Pabst, but he went on the Mike Trivisano show.
It's not like he's Joe Namath. Come on.
When you have a front office that's really uneducated, and I'm not talking about just the coach, there's way above him that deserves this. They don't know how to lead and organize and set a culture to play winning football to win in the NFL consistently. It makes me want to throw up, and that's the results you get when teams do that stuff.
Man, I saw draft day, same results. Maybe want to throw up. That can't be on the list.
Draft day?
Did you see that?
I don't know. I thought you said your buddies went and saw it and said it was actually
It was okay.
They didn't want to like it.
But at the end, I don't want to spoiler alert, when Kevin Costner makes like the craziest draft decisions ever and it all works out perfectly for him and looks like a genius, I was like, what the F?
Was it something like, how about we trade all of our picks for the number 2 picks, we can get Robert Griffin
like
the third.
He trades up for the number 1 pick to get this quarterback and doesn't have like the right feeling on it, and like everyone's shitting on him, and then he's like, all right, and then just picks like this linebacker that he was going to pick with the 21st pick as number 1. And the guy's not the guy he picks isn't even at the draft. It's some dude who's sitting at home watching with his TV on his TV with his family. He's like, "Oh my god, I'm the number 1 pick. Can't even come to the podium because he's not even ranked that high."
It sounds like something Cleveland Browns would actually do.
Everyone's like, "Oh my god!" And then the dude, fucking the quarterback, like slips, doesn't get picked second, doesn't get picked third, doesn't get picked fourth. What? And then he gets his original pick back by trading another pick or something. I was like, "Dude, no."
It sounds like the episode of Wonder Years when Fred Savage, speaking of savages, how the hell is this? When Fred Savage picks Paul Sorvino first in a game of dodgeball.
Yeah.
So it was all like, God, I get that first pick. Do I pick my friend or not? So he picks him anyway, and Paul's pissed at him because everyone started laughing at him, and he's like, you know what? I've got a notion, man. I'm gonna pick every single
bad guys.
I'm gonna pick every single dork, like the worst people possible, and we're gonna win. And
that
they
was
just
a great
get
episode.
Ass
but you think idea. They're gonna do well because you feel all inspired, and they just get the shit kicked out of them.
So maybe that's where the Cleveland Browns are getting their information.
I don't know. My TV comparison would be like, I would compare this to that part of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air when they just replace Aunt Viv with no explanation. Yeah, that's how. It's just confusing, you know. That's what I would compare it to right there. Just that part.
Was that over a contract dispute? What was it?
I don't know.
There really was no explanation.
Yeah. It should be on Unsolved Mysteries with, Robert Stack. This week on Unsolved Mysteries. Dude, T'Shawn should host Unsolved Mysteries.
He could. Well, Dennis Farina's dead.
Dennis Farina wasn't the host.
First it was Robert Stack, then Dennis Farina. Picked it back up on Spike.
I don't know, man. It was good. That show used to scare the shit out of me.
Yes.
Even episodes that weren't even about ghosts, I'd be like, oh my god, that guy's here. That guy's here. The craziest one, the ghost one, where it's like, you could just see the footprints, like, next to the pool. Like, just wet footprints. There's no person. Scare the shit out of me, man. I'll probably have nightmares tonight just talking about it.
Speaking of a couple of people who might need to be on Unsolved Mysteries, although these are pretty much
solved
for the
most
part.
We forgot to mention that Bernie Kosar's daughter is a porn star.
Oh, that was the whole point of the whole story.
Yeah, that's important.
So I looked her up.
It was like Lexi Silver.
Lexi Silver. She's got two films that you can find for free. I'm sure she's got other ones that you can purchase. But
I saw her S and a D with some other G. That stands for girl. She looks
like her. Is that what it stands for these days in a porn game?
Yep. S and a G with another. I've read a porn script once. I did. I downloaded it online because when Lisa Ann, who we'll be talking about later, when she came out with I don't want to give it. I hope this one's not on it, but the Sarah Palin parody.
Let's see. Give me. Oh no, that's not on it.
Yeah,
it was too obvious.
Too obvious. Yeah, when
Palin,
she came out with that was like that made actual like legit news, mm-hmm. and TMZ was like, and here's a script of it. And I was reading the script. I was like, I've never read a porn script before, so I read it. It was fucking terrible, like jokes and stuff. But it would go. It would say they'd say their lines, and then it would just say sex scene, B/G. Right? And I was like, oh, okay. And then it was a sex scene, B/G/G, right? And then it was a sex scene, B/G-anal. I was like, oh, okay. This is how it works.
That's where the dollars come in there.
Like, I don't know. Do they get moves beforehand? Or are they like, you know, you got to make sure you hit the doggy
style but you can,
against the kitchen counter in this scene? Because look at the lighting. Like, look how the light hits.
Look, really, the only line you have to say in here is that you want to do him. And that's it. Yeah. Anything else is...
We should get Lisa Ann on this podcast. She wants to focus on her fantasy football.
Yes!
Like, that's why she quit. I read that.
It's kind of like Marky Mark in Boogie Nights, you know, telling Jack, I can flip her over and do it from the back too, Jack.
Yeah.
It's improv. You guys know that.
Yeah, I guess, man.
It's in the script one way.
Well, I'm serious about getting Lisa Ann on the show.
A lot of the porn that I watch, too, like you can see them...
Lisa Ann comes over?
I would love it. Kate, is that all right if Lisa Ann comes over? She'll be my Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
My wife and I have a Ryan Reynolds clause. If she ever finds Ryan Reynolds, which as close as we live
him,
to Hollywood.
Like, is she hunting for him?
No.
Mine's Annette Bening.
Oh, all right.
She's old, but I like her.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Sophisticated. She was able to tame Warren Beatty. And if you could tame Warren Beatty from what I've heard, then you must be a riot in the fucking sack. That's a good choice right there.
Yeah, it is.
But Katie, yeah, her,
I don't
her
have that
the Ryan
list.
Reynolds
I don't
clause.
Need one.
Yeah, you don't need one right now. With that stash, you might want to think about it, but
why? Am I married to this staff?
No. That's stupid. But anyway, yeah, so that's the whole point. So Bernie Kosar, every single time he says something, it wasn't like what he said was stupid this time. It actually made a lot of sense, what he said. But a couple years ago, either last year when he was still doing preseason games, they were playing the Rams. And whoever the Rams quarterback was at the time, Bradford was hurt again or something, or it was like the third quarter in a preseason game. So some guy who was from the practice squad was probably playing. And he was missing his receiver so bad, and then the receivers dropped a couple of balls. And Kosar made the comment, like, I'm really embarrassed. And the parents of these Rams wide receivers should be embarrassed about what's going on out there. And I was like, oh, those parents should be embarrassed.
Jeez.
Your daughter's getting fucked on the internet, and like guys like me can watch it for free. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
As a parent, I'd rather see my player dropping passes.
But then
on
the same thing's happening to Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, and he's on a CSI, so.
Lawrence Fishburne's daughter's in porn?
Yeah, you don't remember
who
that
is
story?
This? I want to look
I
her up.
I forget what her name is, but she did.
Come porn. On. Well, we should be able to find it, huh?
Yeah, just type in Lawrence Fishburne's daughter porno.
We're going to get this.
I'm sure it'll come up before you even finish typing.
Right now I'm in Lawrence Fish, right? Here's what comes up first. Lawrence Fish, Lawrence Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne movies, Lawrence Fish Market, Lawrence Fishburne wife, Lawrence Fishburne backlash. Mm. Or no, Blackish.
Oh, yeah, he's Blackish. On Blackish.
Oh, he's on Blackish.
On
okay, all right, okay.
Anymore, yeah.
Backlash. Backlash. Like, what? What did he do?
He wasn't even in Backdraft.
Daughter porn?
Yeah. Didn't she? Yeah, she did porn.
Montana Fishburne gets screwed in the porn industry.
Oh, yeah.
I think I might have to look at this and come back. She might make one of the top 32 movies. God, her jugs look huge.
Do they?
They're cut off here, but those, they come
cut
on.
Cut them off.
Look at it. Look how big those things are.
Ah.
Good God. You got to figure those Matrix dorks are just all over that shit. Like, I'm fucking Morpheus. Was that his name in that movie?
He was Morpheus.
Yeah.
And they probably dressed like... Actually, when I was
Morpheus
in Amsterdam...
Morpheus created those.
When I was in Amsterdam, here's a nice little tangent. I went to a sex show. And in the
it's
sex show...
It's okay. It's legal over there. It's
oh,
all
yeah,
right.
In
yeah,
the
yeah.
sex show, this guy came out and did like a... Like he was dressed like the Matrix and had like a laser gun and had the glasses and the long coat and then fucked some girl in a rotating bed. So there you go. But it was a Matrix themed sex act.
What's the crowd doing while that's happening? Are you just
sitting
there
drinking
a beer?
Like,
how long does it take?
I don't know. I don't really. It was kind of a blur. I was just kind of watching it.
But I bet it was a blur. Yeah, yeah, you just could.
So
are there people, like, when you're watching this? Are there people? Are there people around you?
Extremely stoned.
Right.
Like, I was just like, what?
Do you remember, like, people, like, when you were watching this, do you just look over and people are jerking off? Are people just jerking off around while watching
it? No, jerking it. I mean, I went with my friends.
It's a classy show, then.
Sitting there.
Is it like popcorn? Is it like a movie theater?
I think you could probably get snacks. I mean, I was snacking the whole time because I was so stoned. You can get french fries and a newspaper cone with mayonnaise on them. So there you go. It's not mayonnaise.
That's great. Speaking of sex acts, let's talk about ones that aren't consensual. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the pile.
The pile.
The pile.
Pile case number one. Former NFL safety and five-time Pro Bowler Darren Sharper.
Packer great.
Who went to the Vikings. And surprisingly, there wasn't quite the uproar after he left the Packers and went to the Vikings like when Brett Favre went. But the former NFL safety turned rapist was finally indicted in New Orleans.
Ooh.
Now, finally. I think the craziest...
the craziest thing about this is he's drugging chicks and he's a good-looking NFL player. Like, what the fuck?
That's the whole point. Like, shouldn't he have been able to get laid just by saying, hi, I'm Darren Sharper?
Yeah, I'm thinking he can't even get that much out of his mouth because he's been hitting the head too many times.
Like, but oh, is that what he's going to do, Your Honor?
Yeah.
I've had too many concussions. This is the NFL's fault, man.
Like, Bill Cosby at least was like an ugly dude who was like, shit, I'm the most famous man in the world. I can't get any ass. I have to drug girls.
But even at that, I don't even know if that is there a point where you become so successful. So Darren Sharper could walk in here. And there's only one girl in here right now, and he could walk out with her. That's how he's an NFL player.
Yeah, because he drug her and black throw dude. Him over his shoulder.
Yeah, right.
But I'm saying you're saying that Kate's over there doing Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Is that what she's doing?
He'd do his Bill Cosby.
Tommy just sold you to a rapist, and you're like, oh.
But, like, you know, he wouldn't have to do that.
Selling would imply money. Tommy just said he'd let it happen.
So what's the deal? Is it the fact that the girl says no, so he sees it as a challenge? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Is it the challenge? I mean, the good thing that we can't answer that.
I don't think
she's
saying no at all. I think he's just drugging. I mean.
Is it the thrill of like, hey, I'm doing something wrong here?
Usually when I do it, I try the real way first. And then she fights back.
Who wants to have sex with an unconscious person? That's the thing I don't understand.
There's a lot of people I think would just do anything. It has to be the fact that it's like jerking off in church. Like, it's so wrong that that's what gets you so excited. Like, it has to be.
Jewish, man.
Well, anyway, he's fucked. He's fucked.
Speaking of Jewish, is Bernie Kosar the most Catholic-looking Jewish person you've ever seen?
Yeah.
The most Jewish-looking
Catholic person. Yeah. He's not Jewish?
No.
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 But he's even got the name.
So that's why the first one you said, the most Catholic-looking Jewish
Both
person, that made more
Jewish
sense.
Names.
It made more sense.
Julian Edelman's not Jewish either. That sounds like a Jewish name.
Julian.
And what's it, David Eckstein on the Cardinals? Remember that guy? You probably hated him. Or no, he was on the Angels for a while.
David Eckstein was Jewish?
He went with the Cardinals, too, I think.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Somewhere along the way in his family tree, someone plotted a Jewish person.
Probably.
The pile.
Richard Dumas, former NBA player, pleads guilty to stealing $800 worth of shit from an Air Force base's exchange store where he was working as a janitor. Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, well.
So you remember this guy?
Richard Dumas, yeah. He was on the Suns with Barkley. Like, how do you know? He was like Dan Marley.
Played the
guys.
Bulls in the finals.
Yeah. He was good. I liked him.
Can I say it real quick? Can I say it?
Say it.
Richard Dumas, more like Richard Dumbass.
There you go, man.
Oh, yeah, that's huge right there. That's huge. Oof. Kate, what do you think of that?
Oh. That's why I married you, Tom.
Maybe. I'm not even editing that out. I'm going to leave it in. I like it. So I think the most embarrassing part here is that it was $800 worth of shit at a place where he was working as a janitor.
Yeah, I mean, in the defense of the $800 worth of shit from the Air Force Base Exchange, I was recently on an Air Force Base, and they have very nice stuff in their exchange.
They have good shit.
They got good stuff. They got cool shirts.
It's like
shirts.
REI.
They got much nicer. They got like Under Armour
and
Nike
authority.
Stuff. It's cool stuff, man.
So it might have just been like a jacket. It might have been a jacket, like an $800 jacket.
It might have been a jacket, yeah. You're probably like, this shit's dope. I mean, I don't think he was getting, like, dress blues, you know? He was like, oh, look at me. I'm an airman.
I've always wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah. Look at these sweet hair. It was just patches. It was just patches to put on his fucking leather jacket.
Well, I think, and here's another crazy part of the story is that
I'm Tom Cruise. I'm Wayne Brady, bitch. Goose.
Who would be Goose if Richard Dumbass is
Marley?
Marley for sure.
He calls me like, "Hey, Thunder Dan, yeah. I got your patches."
He's crushing all the girls around him too.
Both of them would be perfect for that gay volleyball scene.
Just give me a free
the gay volleyball montage.
Great at that. Yeah.
He could set. He had that. He's got that restaurant in Phoenix, Marley's.
He's a coach of some college team, like Grand Valley State or
something, man.
I thought it was a WNBA. No,
no, no, no. Right.
That's Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the before we move on to our main event here, the one of the craziest parts of the story is that this
Can
happened.
I remember this guy playing? I don't know.
No, this happened in like 2012. So he finally.
So even closer to his NBA career, he was a janitor.
Right. I mean, that's just that's humiliating. I think
he's like because he loves to clean.
He played. He played from this. Whenever there was sweat on the floor, he would grab the mop and just say, "Nah, I got it, son."
You guys think he was irresponsible with his money he made?
Perhaps.
Another one whose record label didn't quite pan out.
Yeah, he's driving his fucking 1991 fully loaded Lexus to work.
This once was cool. He
like
helped
the
team reach
the
NBA Finals in
93. The kid that I went to college with, Marlo, dude. This kid fucking bought a... I'm glad I'm using his name, but anyways. He had like this trust fund that he couldn't get till he graduated or something. The first thing he did was buy a fully loaded Lexus with TVs in the back.
Of course. Because you're in the backseat of your own car. How often?
Used to deliver pizzas.
Wait until you see the Bowflex Tommy buys when he hits it big.
The best part is my friend was his old roommate. When he went back to the apartment, he's like, yeah, and sitting in the kitchen where the kitchen table was is now a gigantic Bowflex machine. So he did buy one of those too.
The Bowflex.
This kid also thought he was like a rapper. He was like this nerdy looking Jewish guy, right? Thought he was a rapper, right?
It was Modest Yahoo.
Oh, listen to this, man. Wanted to go to Tulane Law School so he could go to law school and bartend on Bourbon Street. Like that's what he wanted to do. Like that was his thing.
See, bipolar school, man. That's he's an idiot. You don't want to be a lawyer. I want to be a bartender. On
only
Bourbon
school
Street.
He applied to Tulane. His essay to get into law school, right? Instead of actually writing an essay, he wrote a rap to the tune of Eminem's Lose Yourself and sent that over.
Booze Yourself?
It was something about being a lawyer. Sent that over.
Choose Yourself.
In the form of a CD and the lyrics. It was like, here's my essay. And they must have been like, what the fuck? I bet they still play that essay every year. They're
you
like, listen to this shit.
You could have done Choose Yourself. How about representing yourself in court? Probably you better choose yourself.
Oh, this kid.
In the moment when you're on trial for rape. Yeah. Like, man, I get it. So anyway, I just read up on this. He was caught on camera taking cigarettes, alcohol, food, DVDs, and shoes. Huh. So not the airman suit. Yeah,
size. He was tall.
Anyway, let's move on to our main event.
Yeah,
the main event:
fantasy football floppage.
Floppage.
So Ostroff, you don't play, right?
No.
Because you went out on top. Your team won
not
a couple
fair
years
to
ago.
Other people.
I don't know if you were paying attention this past week. There were 16 games, 14 unders hit. Of the 16 games, 14 unders, like the over-under totals, hit. And when that happens, that's a bad fantasy football week. If it was the other way around, like teams have been beating each other 200 to 190, you know? So
200 to 190.
And the craziest part,
the best game ever,
is that here in fantasy football, this is like either the semifinals for some or like in another league that wasn't even the playoffs. My playoffs don't start till next week. Which is crazy. Yeah, but it was pretty much the semifinals for most leagues, so it was just awful. So it crushed the fantasy dreams of dorks from Boston to Bakersfield. We're going to sit down right now. Each of us is going to talk about who they thought the biggest fantasy flop was of the week. And you can't say Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, right? Everyone knew they weren't going to play.
What about Derek Thomas? Can I say that?
Derek Thomas?
Dead people or no?
That is a flop.
Dead defenders.
Should not have been starting him. Should not have keyed him as the defensive specialist right there. Who do you think was the biggest? Was it Rodgers? I would say like Rodgers.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he's clear cut number one, actually.
Because yeah. I think I think Manning actually, did he throw a touchdown or no? Did he end up throwing? He actually threw one, I think, this time. He went for like 233 and one or something like that. It was still not a Peyton Manning-esque game, but I guess he had the flu and hurt his thigh or some shit.
He took an IV because he had gotten sick during the week. But he still did okay.
But see, nothing like nothing like the Peyton though. Manning that you would.
Yeah, that you'd
you
expect.
You got sick, Peyton?
Peyton Manning, yeah, apparently had the flu.
He went in for an IV, and then they brought in that Osweiler guy, which was kind of hilarious. He's like the backup in any given
Osweiler
Sunday. He's like, you know, over there talking to a girl in the stands. And like, come on, man, you're
he's
in.
He's so fucking hungover.
Yeah, he is kind of, but he's Ostriker, like him, too. Yeah. Anything begins with an
OSW, OST.
Yeah, it's you're going to be a weird kid, a weird big kid who's good looking and bad at, you know.
I got a good American Pie story.
Wally Whitehurst, or he even played this.
Charlie Whitehurst.
Charlie, yeah, he even played this weekend.
Charlie Whitehurst, Derek Carr, and Geno Smith all had more fantasy
Derek
points.
Derek Anderson played this week?
Yeah,
think about
Derek
that.
Anderson won, too.
Charlie Whitehurst, Derek Carr, Geno Smith all had more fantasy points than Aaron Rodgers. Derek Anderson, Teddy Bridgewater, Eli Manning, Alex Smith all had more points
How
than Peyton
would
Manning.
You like to be the guy who had Jordy Nelson?
Correct. Yeah. Or how many guys in the league had both?
A lot.
And just rode them all the way to the championship or like semifinals. And now they're, you know, playing for third place. But it's good. And you know what? I'd really love to sit here and talk fantasy football with you, Murph. And Ostrov, I think you're still kind of busy.
Murphy's like,
but as we get so close to Factor Fudge, I just want to jump into it.
I don't want to do it.
I want to jump into it. It's like, gonna, this one's going to be so fun.
Tune you out, man.
Especially after how rather poor last week's Factor Fudge went. I'm really excited to get this
there
one back
no
in.
There was no structure to that game last week.
Gentlemen, are you ready? It's time for Factor Fudge.
Factor Fudge.
Fact or Fudge. This week's episode of Factor Fudge kind of comes on a somber note. I know who she is, and I think most of America knows who she is. She's won 11 awards. Oof. 11 awards for her performing in front of the camera. Everybody's favorite MILF, gentlemen, Lisa Ann, announced Monday that she was no longer going to get plowed in front of the camera. I mean, that's terrible. Kate, how many movies have you seen with Lisa Ann?
Too many to count.
I think she was, like, down in Mexico. We were down in Mexico on one of our first trips down there, and they had porn on every single night. I guarantee Lisa Ann was in one of those porns. So, guys, Fact or Fudge today, are these movie titles ones that Lisa Ann has appeared in? Fact. Or not. All right, here we go. Barry Murphy, you're first.
All right, Murphy.
It was.
Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not?
Yes.
Gang Bangin' MILFs 4.
No, you made that up. That's too easy of a name. I'm going to go with no.
That is the correct answer. That is fudge. That is fudge.
I have a question.
But your reasoning is rather poor.
Now
I thought that was pretty creative.
That was you going all
there
in
are
when
six,
you're drunk and
there
poker
are six,
and you're like fifth in the, on the
if
table.
If she were in Gangbanging MILFs 5 and you were like Gangbanging MILFs 4 and he was like, yeah, and you were like, no, it was 5. Would that would,
not at all.
Okay,
not at all.
Like, thing?
Some
he
of these
use like Cinco instead
some
of
the fake ones, it. Some of the fake ones that I made, I have put a number just for like extra creativity. Some of them do not have a number. Just so you think, like, no, all the fake ones have a number.
Oh, you're fucking with my mind.
Do you think he's got a part?
All right,
you're plowing my brain right now.
Factor Fudge. Factor Fudge. Barry Murphy 1, Andy Ostrov 0. Here we go. Andy's first film. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Boob Watch.
No number on it, too.
No. No.
Boob Watch. No, that is not a movie?
Yeah. No, there is a Boob Watch. She wasn't in it.
All right, so you're saying there's
Boob
Watch,
yeah.
But
she wasn't
in it.
I think it was like, what the fuck was her name? There was some old. It was an older movie.
The correct answer is that she was in it.
What if you were like, they're currently filming it,
She was in Boob Watch?
2011 Boob Watch. The director was Jonathan Morgan. It also featured Electra Blue, Jaden James.
God damn it, it was
Lisa
probably a remake.
Ann.
Oh, I'm
probably a 2011 porn remake. It's all right. There's 16 titles on the list. Here we go. Murph.
Is there a bonus round?
Is this a movie?
Can I guess
in which,
what state it was in?
Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Mandingo, Hide Your Wives.
How many different titles came after Mandingo over the years? Mandingo, Hide Your Wives.
Mandingo, colon, Hide Your Wives, exclamation point.
Did he give it away there?
Just telling you.
I'm going to say yes strictly based on the punctuation hint.
That is correct.
Oh, that is correct.
Yeah, he kind of gave it to me there, didn't he? Yeah, I didn't have made that up.
I didn't think so. Maybe I'm too many Bud Lights in. I'm sorry, Ostroff. Here we go.
Jackson's looking at you like, come on, man. Come on. I could have gotten that.
Andy Ostroff, is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 4.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That gave it away.
That's a good guess.
I couldn't contain myself.
Neither could they.
Are there like porn chat rooms or like porn gatherings where people get together and they're like, "Hey, did you see Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 3? God, I can't wait for the fourth one.
They mailed it in since the second one.
Dude, have you ever seen pictures of like the AVN?
She had no through line.
Oh yeah,
they got that adult expo downtown, man. It's like.
You got to figure there's not
like the auto show, but busier.
There's not a lot of plot in that one, right? Like, I mean, if the title is Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers 4, you can't be expecting a plot. All right. Good one. So Barry 2, Andy 1. Barry, is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? My friend's mom is a slut 6.
I thought you were going to go somewhere with a truck stop. You started laughing early. My friend's mom is a slut 6.
My friend's mom is a slut 6. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed?
This was like my, you know, like my girlfriend's mom is a slut part 6. My friend's mom or my buddy's mom?
It just says my friend's mom is a slut 6.
My friend's mom. I think I'll go with yes. I think the hot mom stuff is a big deal.
That is incorrect. I was going to mislead you there.
He worked.
There are a couple where it's like, you know, my friend's hot mom, you know, my friend's hot mom 38, stuff like that. But
38.
My friend's mom is a slut 6 is not.
There aren't even going to be 38 Expendables movies.
You think I could copyright that shit? That's what you should be a name of a movie, right?
So you should be doing it right now.
$22.
Sell it to Lisa Ann. She's going to be a porn consultant. All right. Hey, that's a big break for you. So we've got
a porn consultant and a fantasy football consultant.
Yes, correct.
So just a major like a consultant. War consultant on movies. Same sort of thing. You just come in and make sure they're doing it right.
Porn consultant. I think it's just
I want to get that job.
A consultant for other actresses and other actors into business. Hmm. All right.
Like a mentor.
But that's not as interesting as is or this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not?
I think she was a genie in a movie once.
Oh, I'm sure she was. Andy Ostroff, you're down 2-1. Ooh. Chance to tie it up. Here we go.
The Vulcan Bowl.
Titty Cream Pies 4.
Yeah, that's real.
God damn it. I thought that was a good one. I was like, Gimmer could come up with
something.
Let me
see
like
your phone under videos.
Titty Cream Pies 4. Yeah, who hasn't seen
you
that?
Can't look at my phone. It's all viruses.
Damn it. Murph, is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? MILF's Anal Addiction.
Ooh.
Can I get a. Is there a number on that?
No number.
God. MILF's Anal Addiction.
I saw
3,
that one in the theater.
Like part deux would have got me.
I should have done nothing but like sequels, right?
No, I'm going to say that's not a movie. They could have done better than that.
That is incorrect. That is a movie.
Oh,
MILF.
Man. She's a MILF, and she had like anal addiction.
But that's
dude.
Like a weak name. It's like they lost the name at the last second.
Oh, it was
like,
a
hurry up, make something up.
All these other names have been so choice.
Yeah.
Well, that one's like,
all the other ones, they called it a couple of art
when
students.
When you're mailing in porn names, you're a shit producer. At least come up with a fun porn name.
Right. MILF's Anal Addiction 2013 also
MILF's
starred...
like it's a guy's name, like MILF, like
no,
MILF.
Mother
MILF's.
I'd like to fuck, man.
Yeah,
that's
but
thing.
It said MILF's.
MILF's.
Anal
like
Addiction.
Plural. Like there's more than one MILF.
Like the mom's really like it in the butt. Lisa Ann, Veronica Avlov, Nikita Denise.
Ah, Nikita Denise. Mwah.
Nikita Denise.
Nobody wrecks a computer like Nikita Denise.
Denise Nikita.
All right, Barry.
I'm in trouble.
It's a big break here for Andy.
And for the record, I'm going to watch all these movies tonight before bed.
Yeah, we need to get Rakesh on here to like double check to make sure we're doing all right. Like he could be our stat boy,
all day.
And he'd just be back there like, oh my goodness gracious, I had no idea Americans could do it. All right, Andy Ostroff, is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? I Facialized Your Mom 2.
I'm going to say no on that one.
Ah, that's correct. That is not a...
I've never heard the term facialized.
Really? Is that why? It's got to be a term, right?
Yeah, I would have went the opposite way. It sounds like too many syllables. Reason, so, yeah, you got me.
What? You would have went that it was a movie because you never heard facialized?
I think facialized is a word I wouldn't picture you to make up.
Mm. Like thank you for that. That's good. That means
fucked your mom.
You would have classed it
up
a little
bit. I took my boner and hit it up against your mom's face.
I did.
Seven.
See, I got more faith in you, Tommy.
Thanks, buddy. We're in comics, man. All right. All right, here we go.
Wait, so what's the score?
It is after everyone has, each of you had four questions now. Andy's gotten three correct. Barry's gotten two correct.
Ooh, take
In Barry's defense, he's got a full-time job. You're a comedian. All right, so that's you're a favorite in this one.
Ton of porno.
Yeah. And he watched a lot of porno. That's a huge part of this.
Number, all right, so Barry, here we go.
Like, some people have like three TVs.
Is this a movie?
Watching football.
NFL Sunday ticket? Not you.
I got three TVs porn all time.
He's got the DirecTV porn ticket.
The same movie at three different angles.
You think these are glasses? These are Google glasses. Yeah, yeah. I'm just watching porno.
That's all I'm doing.
All right, Murph. In the butt four.
Come on, man. There can't be a movie named In the Butt. Like, stick it in my butt, maybe.
In the butt.
Tickle
in
my butt.
No, I'm telling you that
like a shampoo
there might not only be one movie called In the Butt. There might be four of them called In
the
Butt.
There might be five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, there might be a 38 of them now, apparently.
So
right?
Many butts to go in.
I'm going to pull out on Andy.
Oh, I like this. I completely forgot about the pull out. Yeah.
Oh, especially it's so apropos in this. In the Butt 4.
We've got our first pull out here in Factor Fudge. In the Butt 4 is the movie in question. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Andy
so
Ostra.
If I get this wrong, does he get the point?
Correct.
Yeah, and then
but if I
get
it right.
Question, you get the right, it's over.
Oh.
Ball game me.
In the Butt 4. Mm-hmm. I think for all these, we should have got it. We should have got a thing. You should be like, yes, this one stars this person, this person, and this person.
Yeah, you have to make up the actress.
This one is Lexi Silver in this one. God, I hope so. That's Bernie Kosar's daughter.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about
that?
Yeah. Okay. Get out of that out now. In the Butt four. In
for the record,
or the butt.
It is in
when
the butt.
When you're ready
butt.
To answer, let me say what I would have answered.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to answer first then.
Yeah, you have to give me your answer first. Yeah.
In the Butt 4. Fact of Fudge. Ah, man, I wish T-Shawn was here for this.
Can you imagine that voice?
In the Butt 4.
I facialized your mom.
That was pretty good.
I'm going to say no.
And that is the incorrect answer. Barry Murphy's pullout totally works.
Yeah, I wanted to say yes.
You're the master of the pullout, dude. You have, granted,
always,
you have a couple more years on Ostrav.
Fuck me up with
the pullout,
pullout
and whiskey dick. I'm really good at those.
Not only did she star in the Butt 4, there's a fun fact here in Factor Fudge. She also was the star of In the Butt 9.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So did she come back or was she in 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8? As
it
well?
Just no. It says 4, and then it says in between she did like Anal Delights. So I don't know if that was like. It came from In the Butt 4 and then In the Butt 9. There's a bunch of movies in between.
Huh.
And the question...
How do you come up with a script for the next one? How do you top the first 9?
I don't know if there's much of a script.
All right, guys, so here you go. All right, so eventually we have to get to the point where they get in the butt. All it's just a matter of how are they...
Oh, you
how
think
do they
all
get
the previous
the 9
movies, they just don't get there? They come close, so they don't get in the butt? Speaking of butts.
Look at that thing.
He's going to hump that blanket.
And he looks over like, what? All right, here we go. Ostrov, you are up now. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Tits Ahoy 3.
Oh, yeah, that one's real.
What? How are you answering so fast?
Because I don't. What am I going to do, think about it and psych myself out? That's why I stick at the pullout, man. Come on.
It's correct.
I know myself, man. I know myself.
That is a Lisa Ann movie, Tits Ahoy 3.
You've got to go with the first instinct. He did not think of Tits Ahoy. That is way too creative.
So you're saying I could come up with I facialized your mom, but not Tits Ahoy.
Yes.
Damn it.
He's not sitting around being like, what's a good, oh, Tits Ahoy.
Murph,
like,
you're
Chips
on the,
Ahoy.
You're on the clock. You don't have a pullout left. Here we go. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got
Wait,
plowed
was
or
about
not?
About pirates or bacon? That's my question. Well, Chips Ahoy, man.
About cookies? All right, here we go. Nurse Fuck 2. Come
on, dude.
This is. It's called Nurse Fuck? Nurse Fuck?
Nurse Fuck 2.
Ooh,
Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not?
Well, if you're just joining us today, creative fucking name. What was that other asshole one?
Milf fuckers. Like, MILFs, really? It was MILF's anal addiction.
What's this one called?
Nurse Fuck 2.
Can't they come up with something else?
If you're just joining us, terrible news this week as Lisa Ann will no longer perform in front of the camera.
Nurse Fuck. For now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did this go straight to DVD? That's a clue I would like to have.
No, it was. It had a
didn't
wide
all these movies?
Release.
Yeah, didn't IMAX.
Yeah, it was out at IMAX. I saw it at the ArcLight Cinerama Dome, actually.
IMAX, The Return of Avatar, Life of Pi, and Nurse Fuck 2.
Nurse
Fuck 2 actually made more money than Nurse Fuck 1. So.
Did it really? One of the few sequels that was a success?
It was actually very critically acclaimed for a sequel. It was kind of like how Die Hard 3 was better than Die Hard 2.
Oh, I disagree. I love Die Hard 2.
Fuck off.
I'll need an answer.
Nurse Fuck 2?
Nurse Fuck 2.
Is it the number 2 or is it T-double-O?
Go with your gut on this one.
Then I'm going to say yes.
That is incorrect. You should not have gone. Nurse Fuck 2 was.
See,
came from here up here.
Much,
it all
man.
Came from here. Here we go. All right.
What's the score? I'm up
it's
one.
Four
right?
to three. It's oh. 4-3. You're really in the driver's seat here if you get this one.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12. Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not? Blow Me Sandwich 13.
No.
That is incorrect. That is actually a
that
movie.
That one exists!
Yes, I love that
Blow
you
me
got
sandwich?
Caught finally.
Blow Me Sandwich.
Oh, man, that sounds like the 13. Lyrics to one of your songs, dude.
Man, she gave me a Blow Me Sandwich.
That sounds like a Tommy Gimbler like, gem.
That's
right there.
When I found out about the Blow Me Sandwich.
13. That's the craziest thing about that. When you see these numbers.
Steve.
Oh, she released that right after Who's Nailing Palin. That was the next one.
That's why I got dwarfed by that one.
That was like when Bradley Cooper did The Hangover, and then it was like All About Steve came out after that.
I was going to go Philadelphia to Forrest Gump, Hanks.
Well, actually, All About Steve, more interesting than that.
Back to back.
Sandra Bullock was in that. And
oh, The Blind Side? Was that The Blind Side as well?
That followed The Blind Side. And here's the thing.
What
she won All About Steve. Sandra Bullock won an Oscar and a Razzie
in the same year.
First person to ever do that.
I actually got a lot of respect for her because she was just like, she laughed it all off. Like, it was fun.
She's cool.
Yeah.
This is big. Speaking of Oscars and Razzies, Lisa Ann probably didn't win either for this next film. Or?
She didn't win the Glazed Donut Award.
What's going on right now?
I'm just saying, this is big right here. Oh, I need you. Yeah, you're up. If you don't get this.
Yeah, you just lost.
It's still 4-3.
Yeah.
You just did not get the correct answer for Blow Me Sandwich 13. Murph.
Hi, this Blow Me Sandwich.
How about I tossed your mom's salad 3.
I don't like how you looked at me when you said that.
Jeez, last two had to do with food.
I tossed your mom's salad 3.
That is two in a row with food, yeah.
Going with
This is big here. This is a big one.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Oh, man.
The
distinction there was it was like your mom tossed my salad was oh yeah, your mom tossed my salad 3 is one. This one was I tossed your mom's salad. is incorrect.
That would imply someone was licking your mom's
salad. So here it is. If he gets this, it all comes down to this. If you get this, you win, Ostroff, and you're back into the winner's circle here.
But if I don't,
which would make you undefeated, technically make you undefeated in regulated games of
regulated
Factor Fudge.
Games.
If you don't, Murph still has a shot.
Illegal,
here we go.
Illegal Russian boxing shit.
For the win.
For the win.
Is this a movie in which Lisa Ann got plowed or not?
Hold on. Can I Babe Ruth it and just be like, yes?
Oh, you still have your pullout.
Oh, I do have my. Ooh.
Don't pull out on me.
Ooh.
Don't pull out
here we go.
My hair.
Ooh.
Don't pull out my hair.
Ass Cleavage 8.
Oh, that's real.
That is real. That is.
What is your basis for your answer?
Ladies and gentlemen, he just doesn't think about it. I thought that the majority of those.
Oh, that's real. Like you watched it last night.
I think he studies before. Maybe we should.
Ass cleavage.
Maybe I shouldn't give you guys the Factor Fudge ahead of time.
Man, I just
he knew that she was a dental assistant. You know, I.
Well, I said dental hygienist. I've
Guess what? I'm now protesting this game.
Well, let's see.
Two could throw mud, folks.
Well, Andy Ostroff, congratulations on your win. A very convincing win. Asterisk. Murph.
Well,
Murph,
I did
let's
read
see.
Up about the Lisa Ann retirement because I read about that before. So
thanks. You probably read it on Mandatory where I wrote the story. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Murph, piece, Tom.
Murph, let's just see how if you're just totally off tonight or if you can get back in the good graces. The remaining two movies that would have come into play, Fat Fucking MILFs, and fat is spelled P-H-A-T.
Ooh.
I'm going to say yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I would have guessed yes on that.
And then the last one I had
Tommy,
on here was...
It would have been F-A-T.
The last one I had on here was perhaps my favorite, Fisting Lesbian MILFs.
Fisting Lesbian MILFs. Because I'm like... because I've said three in a row no's that were wrong, I'm going to say yes.
I would have said no.
It is not. It is not a movie. That was. Yeah. Those are two Gimlor specials that would have come into play.
Shit at this game.
They did not. Gentlemen, I think it was
a
great...
I'm also a Lisa Ann fan, man. I've watched her shit. She's was good, my favorite. I've met her once.
She's your favorite?
She's really sweet, yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Jeremy's met her in person, too. He actually gave me a signed picture of her.
Oh, I didn't get a signed picture. I just met her. She was at the improv one night.
Was she really?
Mm-hmm.
Too bad you weren't a football player, man. She would have fucked your brains out.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.